Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lightings?
Ready!
Cameras?
Clear!
Figurants?
Clear!
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action!
Good evening, guys. Welcome to Action Frames.
As usual, we shall start with Info Express, bringing new information of movies.
I'm your friend Helen.
And I am Elva.
Last week, we mainly focused on movies in Chinese theater. Today, we are going to introduce several movies that are not going to be, or not yet released in China.
And some previews of films are going to be shot.
On September 30th, Miss Peregrine's Homes for Peculiar Children opened across America. It's a typical Tim Burton-style movie, in which you can see his second cooperation with F. Green and how new spark may appear. You will also see the familiar faces, Asa Butterfield, Judy Dench, Samuel Jackson. In some aspect, these names are the guarantee of the movie. It's a movie that fans of magic won't want to miss.
And if you're a fan of literary films or thrillers, do pay attention to a movie named The Girl on the Train, starred by Emily Blunt, the latest Mission Impossible lady, Rebecca Ferguson, and Luke Evans. It's the combination of Gone Girl and Rear Window.
Meanwhile, don't forget La La Land, the opening movie of Venice International Film Festival. It has classical Hollywood musical characters and colors, but it also greatly breaks the limits of old-fashioned musical movies. In the movie, you will see Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone singing and dancing skill, and find out how Emma has won the Best Actress of Venice.
Lucky for Chinese audience, La La Land is very likely to be on Chinese screens soon.
By the way, speaking of Venice Film Festival, another famous actress who has won an Oscar also brought another competing film for the audience. Natalie Portman is in the movie Jackie, which tells the story of the former First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy after her husband was assassinated.
Although it will not be released in America until December the 9th, Natalie's performance has already met with critical acclaim.
And there are also good news for fans of Disney musicals and fans of Jurassic World.
As is known, Disney's classical musical Mary Poppins, which made Julie Andrews win an Oscar, is to be reproduced and will be released on 2018 Christmas. The producing team will be the same one as Into the Woods.
And it has been confirmed by the director that Jurassic World will be a series of 3 movies. The 2 leading actors have been certified to be in the late 2, and the producer will still be Steven Spielberg, the original director of Jurassic Park.
Guess that's all for today. Happy Gunpowder Plot Day!
See you next time!
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dearest friends. I am Rebecca.
And this is Apollo. This is Storyboard Broadcasting for you again. Hey, Rebecca. Do you know what's the date today?
November the 5th. What's up? Wait a minute. Remember the 5th of November. Gunpowder Treason and Plot. I see no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. It's the day in V for Vendetta.
Yes, it is. Set against the futuristic landscape of Britain, V for Vendetta tells the story of a mild-mannered young woman named Evie Pummert, who is rescued from a life-and-death situation by a masked man known only as V. V is a man who dares to stand up to the government and is labeled as a terrorist.
He ignites a revolution on the eve of November the 5th when he urges his fellow citizens to rise up against tyranny and oppression. But though V may be charismatic and have a passion for justice, he also is bitter and has his own personal hatred of the government for something they did to him long ago.
As Evie uncovers the truth about V's mysterious background, she also discovers the truth about herself. She learns a general summary of V's past and, after a time, decides to bring freedom and justice back to a society fraught with cruelty and corruption.
Actually, the film adaptation is everything I could have possibly hoped for. Gripping, chilling, intense, exciting, heartbreaking. The visual effects are astonishing, terrifying, and deeply moving. The plot is surprisingly complex and nuanced, and I don't want to give anything more away than the previews already have.
And what impressed me most are the dialogues and scripts. They are intense, witty, honest but not patronizing, intelligent but not pretentious. That's the first level at which the movie surprises you. You don't expect such high level of script from an action movie, but it is slowly revealed to the audience that V for Vendetta is not just an action movie. The story is filled with current events and has a definite strong political sense.
The acting is wonderful too. Hugo Weaving is perfectly cast using his formidable physicality and imposing voice to give gravitas to the insanity of the character V. Natalie Portman has gone from child to teen star and is finally emerging as a talented adult actress following her Oscar-nominated term in Closer. Here, she gives her best performance to date as Evie.
The biggest difference in V for Vendetta is that it is a story of real ideas, not an unrealistic sci-fi fantasy, but a genuine examination of the human condition. The power of fear takes the center stage here. The fear of war, of disease, of famine. Fear is a basic human nature and has been exploited as a weapon, a method of control for centuries. And for those who would use it, a masked man waits in the shadows to carry out your sentence.
So, remember the 5th of November. Remember to listen to our action frames. Thank you for listening. This is Rebecca.
And this is Apollo. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello everyone, I'm Evie from V for Vendetta. You must be interested in this legendary story. So today I have prepared some flashback for you guys to go into the film and experience the magical world. Then you will hear how government deal with the explosion and how V helps me to be brave and why at last Finch doesn't kill me. Just a smoothing implementation of V's plan instead.
Clip 1.
Gentlemen, you have had 4 hours. You have better have results, Mr. Creed.
The Bay Area is quarantined. All significant witnesses have been detained.
Good, Mr. Etheridge.
A recording device was found wired into the central emergency broadcast system. The DCD was Tchaikovsky 1812 Overture.
Add it to the blacklist, and I want to hear that again.
Yes, sir. We also doubled our random sweeps and our monitoring phone surveillance. Indicating a high percentage of conversation concerned with explosion.
Miss Duskel, what are we doing about that?
We are calling an emergency demolition. We have screen coverage on network and throughout Interlink. Several experts have been lined up to testify against the daily instruction integrity.
I want to proceed to speak on the dangers of these old buildings and how we must avoid clinging to the edifice of a decadent past. He should conclude that the New Bailey would become the symbol of our time and the future that our conviction has rewarded us, Mr. Hale.
Our surveillance cameras captured several images of the terrorist, though the mask obviously makes routine identification impossible. We also managed to get a picture of the girl that Creedy's men were detained.
Who is she, Mr. Finch?
Not sure yet, sir. We're working on several leads.
Anything else?
We located a firework launch and found traces of the explosive used at both sites. Unfortunately, it appears that despite the heavy level of sophistication, these devices were homemade with over-the-counter chemicals, making them very difficult to trace. Whoever he is, Chancellor, is very brave.
Spell us to professional annotations, Mr. Finch. They're irrelevant.
Apologize, Chancellor.
Gentlemen, this is a test. Moments such as these are matters of faith. To fail is to invite doubt into everything we believe, everything we have fought for. Doubt will plunge this children back into chaos, and I will not let that happen. Gentlemen, I want this terrorist found, and I want him to understand that terror really means England prevails.
England prevails.
Clip 2.
Fortunately, I got to you before they did.
You got to me? You did this to me? You cut my hair? You tortured me? You tortured me? Why?
You said you wanted to live without fear. I wish there'd been an easier way, but there wasn't.
Oh my God.
I know you may never forgive me, but nor will you understand how hard it was for me. Every day I saw in myself everything you see in me now. Every day I wanted to end it, but each time you refused to give in, I knew I couldn't.
You are sick. You are evil.
You could have ended it, Evie. You could have given in, but you didn't. Why?
Leave me alone. I hate you.
That's it. See? At first, I thought it was hate too. Hate was all I knew. It built my world, imprisoned me, taught me how to eat, how to drink, how to breathe. I thought I'd die with all the hate in my veins. But then something happened. It happened to me, just as it happened to...
Shut up! I don't want to hear your lies!
Your own father said that artists use lies to tell the truth. Yes, I created a lie. But because you believe it, you found something true about yourself.
Clip 3.
Hold it. Stop right there. You are Evie Hammond, aren't you? Then it's over?
Almost.
Stop. Get your hand off that lever.
No.
Enemy is approaching fast. Requesting orders. What shall we do?
No response from command. Or from Putty Little Critty. Or from the High Chancellor.
Why are you doing this?
Because he was right.
About what?
That this country needs more than building right now. It needs hope.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Remember, remember, the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and the plot.
Good evening, my dear listeners. Here we comes today's Action English. I'm Jake.
And you may call me V. Well, that's enough. I'm Echo.
And it's around the 5th of November, a day that means much to the UK. All results from the gunpowder plot.
Which also achieves V for Vendetta.
I think it's time to get something useful from the movie.
接下来是第一段原声，速度有点快，大家请仔细听哦。
I've got your finger, man.
Oh, she's getting a picture.
这的确有点快，但还是可以听见 picture 这个词。
这是我们的女主角伊莉，因为耽误了时间，冒险违反宵禁制度，夜晚外出，不料被秘密警察，也就是 Fingerman 抓住时的对话。面对慌张的伊莉，秘密警察便狡诈地说，他终于搞清楚状况了。
Oh, so now I get a picture. 这句话中的 picture 并不是指单纯的图片，而是引申为一个总体的局面。Get a picture 就是指对某种情况的了解。
我们可以进行一次对话。Johnny, are you ready for tomorrow's exam?
What exam? I don't get the picture.
看来你扮演的这位 Johnny 老兄迟早要完了，大家以后可要好好记住考试时间哦。
之所以用 Johnny 这个名字，是因为接下来是与 Johnny 有关的一个词组，先来听听原声。
Say that I'm rather astonished by the response time of London's finest. I hadn't expected you to be quite so Johnny on the spot.
这句台词出现在主角 V 劫持了电视台后的逃离过程中，被一名快速赶到的警官拦截， V 边发出感叹，没想到伦敦警察这么有效率，你们竟然来得这么快，
没想到还可以用人名来构造词组。此处的 Johnny 应该只是泛指一个人吧，毕竟 Johnny 是一个非常常见的英文名。
没错，就像中国的小明一样。
哦，就是那个与小方、小强、小丽、小红、小刚、小军、小花、小米一起并称为数学界九大金刚的小明同学啊。
所以此处 Johnny on the spot 意思就是在紧急关头随叫随到的一个人，但他不一定就叫做 Johnny。
我想到了一个对话。 I've been preparing for the exam for 3 hours and I just need instant noodles, but there's no boiled water.
Don't worry, I've stored some hot water.
You're really a Johnny on the spot.
这种在你没有开水泡方便面的时候给你热水的室友要好好珍惜啊。
我的确想起了一些和人名有关的俚语，比如 Average Joe， 平均水平 Joe 指的是平常人、普通人。 I don't know Jack about it， 我对此事的 Jack 一点都不了解的意思是我对此完全不了解。
只要处处留心，此类有趣的俚语还是很多的。
我们来听听下面的原
声呢。提醒一句，原声中主角 V 在 Johnny on the spot 每一个词中间都用上了连接符号，便把这个词组变成了形容词词组。
Jake, you are so Johnny on the spot。 那现在真的开始播放下一段原声了。
Percy gives his Beretta a blowjob. Keith dies in a fire.
Rookwood goes missing.
Bloody coincidences are making me sick in my stomach.
警长和警官在深挖主角 V 的身份的时候，发现了领导层的一些卧底干员，他们离奇的死亡让警官不寒而栗。警官因此发出了感叹：这些血淋淋的巧合让我反胃。
Be sick to my stomach.这个词语看似简单，许多人会直接说出它的意思，胃疼、反胃。
但不仅仅如此，来看看这些句子。 I felt sick to my stomach with sadness for them. 我为他们感到十分痛心。 Certain things distract me, make me feel sick to my stomach. 一些事让我分心，使我心神不宁。
所以请大家注意了， Be sick to one's stomach 还可以用于形容一个人处于某种负面的情绪之中。 For example, Why are you so upset, Johnny?
The horrible exam makes me sick to my stomach.
看来这位 Johnny 老兄最终还是没有考好呀，我们是不是该放过 Johnny?
It's about to end. Let's do a little review.
Get the picture. 明白情况。 Johnny on the spot. 危急关头随叫随到的人。
Average Joe. 平凡的人。 I don't know Jack about something. 我对某事一无所知。
Be sick to my stomach.反胃，心情不好。
And this is today's Action English. I hope our program could do you a favor in study.
And don't leave us. Close up is on the way.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my dearest friends. Welcome to our close-up today. This is Priscilla.
Hi there. This is Joyce.
Today, we enjoy the movie V for Vendetta. As we know from the sections above, Natalie Portman plays Evie, a young working-class woman caught up in V's mission. With no doubt, she has made Evie a vivid person. And yes, we are going to talk about her in today's close-up.
That's so true. Director James McTague first met Portman on the set of Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, where he worked as assistant director to fully prepare for this role. Portman has worked with dialectologist Barbara Bookery in order to perform with an English accent.
That's awesome. And do you know that Portman's role in this film has parallels to her role as Mattel Lando in the film Leo? According to Portman,The relationship between V and Evie has a complication like the relationship in that film. Portman also had her head shaved on screen during a scene where her character is tortured. Although I couldn't believe she really did that. Anyway, she just did.
Oh my god, I can see why does everybody love her now for being such a devoted actress.
I can't agree with you more. But she started to act when she was 13, right? Her first role was Mathilde Landau in the film Leon. I believe that's the film when people started to like her.
She's not only an actress, born in 1981, but also a producer and director with dual American and Israeli citizenship.
And you shouldn't forget that Portman enrolled at Harvard University to study psychology in 1999, alongside her work as an actress. She completed a bachelor's degree in 2003. Can you believe that?
You must be kidding me. And as I know, she has a hard time in Harvard because she was afraid that other people would think the only reason she was there is her fame, not her ability or intelligence. So she finally proved that she is more than a stupid actress.
That's something we can learn from her, right? And in her acting career, Portman played a young ballerina in Darren Aronofsky's 2010 film Black Swan, a role of which critic Kurt Lover wrote, Portman gives one of her most compelling performances in this film, which is saying something. To prepare for the role, she went through 5 to 8 hours of dance training each day for 6 months and lost 20 pounds. In 2011, she won both the Golden Globe Award and the Academy Award for Best Actress.
That's true. And she married the ballet dancer Benjamin Milpite and lived a happy life ever since.
Alright, that's all for today's close-up. Hope our program can help you learn more about this extraordinary British actress. This is Priscilla.
And this is Joyce. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Are you tired of the loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
It's the day Guy Fawkes tried to blow up the Parliament building in the 5th of November in 1605.
Too naive, do you think I'm only quoting the transcript?
It's not the only event we need to remember. It's also the day we're broadcasting. This is Jake.
Oh, I hardly forgot. Nice to meet you guys here. This is Charlotte speaking.
Anyway, happy Gunpowder Treason Conspiracy Day. Surprise is here, counting every second we can meet again.
Can't you pretend to be serious in front of so many audiences?
Yes, of course. As you wish, we can talk about a serious movie, don't we?
We do. We're talking about an anti-utopian movie that is so serious that we cannot watch it in theater in China mainland.
No, be careful with your words. I don't want to get you any trouble. V literally has almost blown up the Downing Street and the Parliament building.
Yes, exactly the date today.
It shall be really interesting to see everyone walking on the street with a mask.
Are you talking about Halloween?
No, I was just talking about the ending of V for Vendetta.
Have you noticed that many characters that have been died already appeared in the parade at last?
That's impossible. So maybe this reveals that it's impossible to realize what V wanted.
This kind of thing is also been seen in the ending of the movie Les Miserables, which is also called Les Miserables.
I think it's the most splendid scene of the whole movie.
Yep, it is splendid, but I think the scene of falling domino is just as splendid.
It looks amazing on the screen.
I believe that the cinematography of V for Vendetta has done great contribution to it.
Yeah, Adrian Biddle is a great cinematographer, though he is not that famous at that time.
V for Vendetta is the last movie he worked on.
He died before the movie came out, so as you can see, at the end of the movie, it was dedicated to his memory.
Owen Paterson, the art director, also did an excellent job. He created a London city without spirit and largely used black, red, and white colors.
The movie itself is a delicate art.
A banquet of art and beauty for us viewers.
Exactly. Ving himself is so cool. He said this veteran's vacillation of the Bayan vacillation stands vivified, and this vow to vanquish this venal and virulent vermin vanguarding vice and vestivation, the violently vicious and virtuous, violently vicious and violation of volition.
I like him.
Yeah, he too, because of his mind, not his appearance. Beneath that mask, there's more than flesh, there's an idea. The theme of it is pretty alarming too.
I'm sure that you are impressed by the famous transcript. People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Yep, the scene is so thought-provoking and alarming, which is rarely seen in a superhero movie now.
Superhero movie?
Oh, it's adapted from DC Comics, which dominates the American movie industry along with Marvel.
Batman, Superman, The Flash, The Green Lantern, The Green Arrow, Catwoman, Joker, Suicide Squad, along with the Justice League belong to DC.
While Iron Man, Captain America, Black Widow, Ant-Man, Thor, Hulk, Doctor Strange, Wolverine, Deadpool, along with the Avengers, X-Men, and Guardians of the Galaxy, they all belong to Marvel.
I think DC did a better job in discussing some serious topic. I like V for Vendetta.
Yes, but don't you think DC is always trying to make their superhero have a miserable past, such as parent was killed when he was a child, or his mother planet was destroyed and he became the only survivor? DC is always too serious, but many audiences just simply want to watch movies for fun, for relax.
They are a bit serious indeed, but that's the advantage of it. It will be horrible to see that the movie market is completely occupied by popcorn movies. See what Marvel has produced. Iron Man simply telling us a story of how a rich playboy saves the world. The Avenger telling about how a group of superpower people saved the world. Our world has hardly escaped from being destroyed for so many times.
That's unfair to say so. Did you see the third captain of American Civil War in this May? Everyone has his or her own position. They were fighting against each other, but they did not simply just want to have a fight. Everyone has his or her own reason. But see what DC produced. Superman vs. Batman is poor in the box office and low in both IMDb and Rotten Tomato.
Hey, you're just talking about some specific movies. I'm sure you didn't see the edition of Director's Cut. It's much better. I believe DC must be better. It is not only producing popcorn movies while most of the Marvel movies are. Box office doesn't mean everything.
For this kind of commercial movie, box office is an essential standard. Marvel is better.
Okay, that's enough. I don't really care about DC or Marvel which one's better. It doesn't make any sense. As said by the director of Guardians of the Galaxy, James Gunn, he would never spend his time thinking about whether Marvel or DC is better. If any Marvel movie or DC movie didn't achieve his expectation, he would be very disappointed because he loved these characters very much. He grew up with both Marvel and DC comics. He hoped that both of them can be good. I pretty agree with them. So please stop the meaningless arguing. Steven Spielberg once said, superhero movies are very popular now, but pop culture has its life circle. He thinks that superhero movies are like Western movies, can't escape the phase of being replaced by the new trend.
Oh, I hope superhero movie can be long live and prosper.
Me too. I hope so. Okay, time's up. We should save time for gramophone. See ya.
See ya.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dearest friends. You are listening to Gramophone, and thank you for your attentions. I am your host, Apollo. Today, we are going to introduce the original soundtrack of V for Vendetta. The story stars in the future of British society and a totalitarian rule under high pressure. cannot allow the existence of homosexuals, pagans, and some other social roles. The people linger in a dark regime. Our protagonist, V, is a forever mysterious masked man with high intelligence and fighting skills. V inherited the mission of the former revolutionary hero. In order to overthrow the absurd totalitarian ruling class, he set up a mysterious underground organization, destroying the London landmark and ignited a raging fire of anti-government. As far as the narrative form is concerned, each part is closely linked to the theme of the movie, especially when it comes to the soundtracks. The background melodies from this movie are all perfectly matched with the ages. Most of them are psychedelic and light music. Most of the music in this movie was composed by Dario Marianelli, who is an Italian film composer and is known for his frequent collaborations with director Joe Wright. Marianelli has collaborated with Joe Wright for 4 times, on The Soloist, Pride and Prejudice, Atonement, and Anna Karenina. For the last 3 of these, he received Oscar nominations for Best Achievement in Music Writing for Motion Pictures Original Score. In 2008, Marianelli won both an Oscar and a Golden Globe for the score of Atonement. Cry Me a River is a song recorded in the original soundtracks. When the government knew Abby had contact with V, she was arrested and suffered a terrifying ordeal. However, it was masterminded by V. Her experience in the prison was just the same as V's. The goal is to help Abby learn to live without fear and let her understand idea is the spiritual force and backbone of human beings. The scene marked the beginning of new hope for the people through Abby's change. The music notices the tense situation of the moment as well as emerges the strong despair in Abby. Another sound that is featured in V for Vendetta is the 1812 Overture by Tchaikovsky that plays twice in the movie. The sound is first played when V demolishes the old belly and also when the parliament building is destroyed. It is the majestic music that has made V a hero rather than a terrorist who fights for freedom and ideological emancipation, for the music used in this movie helps create a mood during the scenes. V for Vendetta is an outstanding film telling a story about rebellion. I hope you all enjoy this movie and its music. The clock is ticking and we have to call it a night. So that's all for today's Action Frames from Radio CUC English. See you next Saturday. Good night. Cast for today. Producer:
彭敬贤 Elva.
Anchor:
葛嘉诚 Jake.
吴希远 Apollo. Journalist:
廖安然 Charlotte.
许和芳 Echo.
吕月萌 Joyce.
周佳怡 Priscilla.
罗韵佳 Rebecca.
王惊喜 Surprise.
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。